Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. Cleotha Abstin is currently serving time for the 2022 killing of Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher. Aaron Fleming says Abstin was convicted last year of the 2021 rape of another woman, Alicia Franklin. Abstin's attorney appealed that conviction in August.
Abstin had met Alicia Franklin through an online dating site and later raped her at gunpoint. Last year, he was convicted of aggravated rape, aggravated kidnapping, and being a convicted felon in possession of a handgun. His attorney argued in the appeal that the judge shouldn't have let the jury see a photo of the gun he used during the crime. But Judge Stephen Sword, who wrote the opinion for the Tennessee Court of Appeals, stated in the denial that Abstin's gun was relevant to the case because each of the offenses he was charged with required him to have a gun at the time of the crime. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Aaron Fleming.
Memphis Shelby County Schools leaders have proposed closing at 5 schools next year and merging students into neighboring schools. More than 2,600 students would either be moved to new schools or have new classmates, and nearly 60 school workers would lose their jobs. The district estimates the closures would save nearly $28 million in repairs over the next decade. Proposed changes include Fraser Corning Elementary closing and merging with Westside and Whitney Elementary Schools, Georgian Hills Elementary closing and merging with Hawkins Mills and Whitney Elementary Schools, Lucy Elementary students merging with Woodstock Middle School to create Woodstock K-8, Chickasaw Middle School closing and merging into Westwood High to create Westwood 6-12, and closing the Ida B. Wells Academy, an alternative school. For Laura Testino, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Rise and shine, Memphis. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditations, wellness, and mindful chats to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment, you know. I hope you are feeling good. If you are on the road, I hope everything is smooth. I know last night felt really good outside, and this morning felt pretty decent as well. Not too cold, not too hot. You know, I can get into that. Another thing I can get into is this song. So this song is by Tone. It's called 66 to Vegas. It's just an instrumental, not just an instrumental, but it is an instrumental, and it's amazing. And it's featuring Jairus Mosey here. As you can hear, he going clean off, aka J-Mo. Amazing song. I love that trippy sound, right? And if those of you who know that their route to Sisters to Vegas, like, it's a vibe, and it's exactly what it feels like. So enjoy that as we get this hour started, as you get your day started, you know, and I'll come back and check in with you.
It's all downhill from here. so sweet.
Finished listening to Every Kind of Way by her, and this is Summer Soft by Stevie Wonder. We're probably going to hear a couple of more Stevie Wonder songs during this hour because that's the mood I've been in lately. I've been seeking out inspiration in music, older songs and newer songs, and right now I'm leaning into Stevie Wonder as a vocalist. You know, I draw inspiration from a lot of different genres and people growing up in church. Of course, like I learned so much from the gospel artists, and I know a lot of R&B singers and soul singers, you know, take from that as well. But a lot of us are also students of Stevie, okay? And I know Stevie definitely has the church connection too. So, yes, let's get into it. It's just really good, feel-good music. And I know summer is coming to a close. I don't think it's officially ended yet. But, you know, let's enjoy the summer soft while we can. Crossing danger's way with his breeze. Morning snow.
And so you wait to see what he'll do.
Hello, hello again, Memphis. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We are currently listening to Madiba by Robert Glasper. I hope you guys are enjoying the vibes on this lovely rising. There is activity going on at Crosstown, normally at the station. It's not too much for me to look at out here, but there's people preparing for something, which is exciting. This is a time where lots of things are launched, which is cool. I hope the children, the college students are having a lovely time at school. I think it would have been like over a month, I want to say, since they've been in classes. I don't really know exactly, but I know they've been over there for some weeks at this point. And I hope that's going beautifully. I've been considering ways that I can get back into, not necessarily school, but getting back into a student mode, you know, more intentionally. You know, every day she's a student. She's learning from the world and the people around her. She isn't me, by the way. But there are some like topics that I've started studying, and I want to pick those back up. Like I have some certifications and things that I can take a little further. And it's like, Carrie, it's time. Okay, you didn't have a good time during the summer. Okay, you frolicked, you carried on. Okay, you've used the information that you have learned thus far, but now it's time to pick up some new skills. So that's what I plan to do. I've been studying, for example, Ayurvedic nutrition or Ayurvedic nutrition. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ayurveda, but it is known as the science of life. And it's very intriguing. It's very intriguing to me because it is a way of, I don't know how to properly describe it, so definitely research for yourself. Or I'm getting better at properly or clearly describing what it is. But I know they do very, very well with combining and seeing the connections between the mind, body, and the spirit. So how in Western medicine, we might literally just consider the body, and it's not a whole lot of preventative things that we're doing. Ayurveda, it's finding the connection in between like your mental function, kind of like, okay, if you are struggling with too much mind chatter, anxiety, you know, you're running cold or whatever it may be, or you're feeling a little loopy, they look at that as having too much air in your body. And sometimes that can prompt you to, or they would advise you to eat more root vegetables, you know, like whether it's tomatoes, peppers, you know, the different colors that they represent the lower chakras, like red, yellow, orange, to kind of help ground you because you have too much air, you know. So little things like that I find very interesting because everything's connected. And I just love to learn the different healing modalities. So yes, that one is one. And then the other one, I was in a yoga certification class. You know, I'm gonna get to it. You know, that along with somatic healing, soma means body. So it's just all about healing the body. There is this book that I need to get called The Body Keeps the Score. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but it is teaching you or helping us understand somatic healing or just somatics altogether and how things are stored in our body, y'all. When we have traumatic experiences or memories, especially as a child, we might not understand, you know, or be able to process what happened, but oftentimes like our body reacts. And when we find ourselves in a similar position or predicament again, like our bodies react before our brain is even able to kind of process what exactly is going on. And I notice that within myself all the time, especially when it comes to conflict or feeling like I'm going to get in trouble about something or disappointing somebody. And I remember as a child getting very, very, you know, tense, you know, in my body, and like, oh, you know, I'm bracing, like, am I about to get in trouble, you know? And so even as an adult, I found myself in moments of conflict getting all tense. And I'm like, wait a minute now, I'm grown, okay? Can't nobody pop me. But or check me, okay? You know, but yeah, that's something that can show up in your body and you don't even realize. Like, or when your heart starts beating fast when you are approaching something that you are uncertain about. Because let's say last time you felt this feeling or you saw something or whatever, and it brought about a negative result. And so our body is thinking, okay, we need to protect ourselves, okay? But anywho, let's get into how we can kind of tap into our bodies and see how we are feeling. So I want to go into just a cute, quick little guided meditation. You know, so if you are able to get into a comfortable position, if you are in your car, keep your eyes open, hands on the wheel, stay aware, okay? But please, you know, join us in allowing your body to receive these words, receive this moment of mindfulness, okay? And if you are still and in a safe place to do so, I want you to begin to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. With every inhale, I want you to pull in everything that makes you feel good, the positive experiences you've had this past week, and I want you to exhale the things that haven't made you feel good. Exhale the things that, you know, have been eating you up, concerning you. Belief systems, judgment. And as you breathe in and out of your body, I want you to take notice of how the air feels in your lungs. Notice how your body moves, the slight rising and falling of your chest or of your stomach as you're breathing. I want you to take notice of any discomfort you may feel in your body. And I want you to go to that part of your body or imagine yourself there and breathing into that part of your body, showing love to that part of the body that might be giving you discomfort and releasing the tension, giving permission to it to relax further. And as you breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, you can oscillate to another part of your body. Bring your attention there. It can be your knees. It can be your legs altogether. Thank them for holding you down so far, for helping lead and guiding you, for keeping you steady, and for where you are about to go. Continue to take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Know that peace, joy, abundance, and rest is your birthright. That you are deserving of anything that you can think of. You have the power of the world in your hands. From the perspective of, you can come up with anything, you can create, you can do and be anything. So believe that and move like that is the truth. And as we gently come out of this quick guided meditation and moment of mindfulness, I want you to wrap your arms around yourself if you can, or place your hands over your heart space and just, you know, remember that you love yourself, or to remember to show love to yourself. The process of loving yourself, self-care, you know, it's kind of tricky. Sometimes we don't realize that we haven't been treating ourselves as good as we can. And I know when I realize that, I often feel a little shame. It's like, oh my gosh, Carrie, like, not to yourself, you know? You're trying not to tolerate anyone else treating you less than what you deserve. So how dare you do it to yourself, honey? Now, why would you do that? So I want you guys to be mindful of that. Be mindful of how you treat yourself, okay? Because you show other people how to treat you by how you treat yourself. So make sure that you are being a positive example for the other people around you. Okay, we are currently listening to Candles by Sara Sean and Jay Wow.
Mystery of tomorrow.
Baby, let me tell you, Stevie Wonder was doing his good singing, per usual. I mean, but going clean off. This song makes me so happy. And I hope y'all have been enjoying it too. If you are just tuning in, this is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and you're listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. Yay, yay, yay. Again, this is As by Stevie Wonder. Like, look, get into the ad lib. Come on now. This song makes me just want to frolic. But yes, okay, so boom. There's so many amazing things going on this weekend, and as well as next week too. For one, the Sweet Tea Social is coming up. That's September 27th. That's my event. As some of y'all know, I'm a herbal girly. I love making tea for people and sharing the benefits of these different herbs, the medicinal benefits, and also I make them delicious. Okay, I make you some of the best sweet tea in Memphis. All right, stop playing with it. Okay, and they're also functional. So yes, we have the Sweet Tea Social happening in the Edge District. It's gonna be lovely. Gonna have unlimited sweet teas, flash tattoos by Ink Therapy 901. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lee's Urban Apothecary, which is my family business, is going to be there serving up the teas and herbal-infused body products. It's going to be a vibe. And then also on the 28th, shout out to Raising the Bar Memphis and Coach Mike Mosby. I know he's featured on the drop, Make Moves That Count, during the week mornings here at WYXR. But yeah, so on September 28th, they are a part of putting on a community conversation called Color of My Pain. And I think this is amazing, y'all, because it is going to be a group of doctors and medical professionals of color in an engaging summit. And that's really exciting because there's so many conversations that are happening and that need to happen as it relates to people of color and their health. Okay, so it's called Color of My Pain, and it takes place at Riverside Baptist Church on September 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's going to be food and giveaways and more and stuff like that, y'all, and it's free, you know, and this is for the community. So again, September 28th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Riverside Baptist Church, and you can register for free. So gather your people, y'all. Like, you know, even if you're not really sure what this is going to be about, just know that it's about you, and it's about helping you discover ways to better look out for yourself, okay, and to be mindful and to know what any questions you may have, you can get those answered by a panel of amazing medical professionals and doctors. So take advantage of this moment, y'all. You can register for free at tinyurl.com/colorofmypain. Just that simple. So again, tinyurl.com/colorofmypain. So I hope to see y'all there. We're currently listening to Fail by Imok.
Midnight strokes, I'm your midnight godiva.
Painting midlines, making murals. Light shoots through the cracks for some midnight survival.
Days gotta come sometime. Days gotta come sometime.
Oh, wish that I could promise everything would be fine. Come sometime. So get a breakdown in the meantime.
If you're just tuning in, this is WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We just finished listening to Your Ecstasy by Rennie, and it's so funny because literally I was looking up the lyrics in the credits earlier, and I was like, wait, Kaveh Rastegar, I know him. So he's one of my old bandmates from when I used to sing with John Legend. We used to tour. And he's always been amazing, a great songwriter and producer. So shout out to Kaveh, okay? He's out there in LA doing his thing. And now we're listening to Tone, another Tone song, because the vibes are vibing, okay? And this is Number Block. Lean into it. This is from his Circa 95 project.
$1 industry that pioneered new forms of musical production that continue to evolve and revolutionize the music industry to this day.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, I understand that you can't, because, I've been to, Paris, Beirut, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere. Bien chévere. Is that right, Mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go.
Again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, and I hope you have been enjoying the vibes. We're currently listening to Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. Because what I said we was going to hear a couple of more Stevie Wonder songs before this hour was up, all right? And so while we enjoy these immaculate vibes, y'all know I pulled them Oracle cards for you, right? Okay, so let's get into the rest deck. Okay, rest makes me hopeful, open, and tender. I will snatch rest today. And the back of the card says, to snatch rest, to reclaim your time for moments of rest, is to be focused on liberation that you begin to transcend expectations about what rest is. Those socialized into a capitalist, white supremacist, patriarchal system have no clear idea of what rest is. These systems make us fearful, closed, and hard. The true work is to offer yourself grace and mercy as you slowly deprogram. We are creating and inventing. Find ways to snatch rest no matter what. Okay, because you deserve. And what we got here. Okay, so from the self-care deck, I think I'm just going to do one of each today. From the self-care deck, we got intuition. And the image is just a woman. And you can see like multiple selves within herself. And like her eyes are closed. And like, I guess she got her third eye is open, representing intuition. So what I gather from that, trust yourself. Okay. Find the moment. Take the time to go within yourself. And I guess when you activate those restful moments, or when you snatch that rest, as the other card said, you'll likely be able to get yourself into more of a receptive state to hear what your body is trying to communicate to you, what your intuition is trying to communicate with you as well. Listening to that inner voice. And I guess that image with the person within the person within the person, that was like the inner voice, that was the inner self, and kind of closing her eyes and kind of going within to seek out answers, or to discover something that you wasn't even expecting. So today I encourage you guys to trust your intuition. Okay, usually our minds, our spirits, our whatever is, they nudge us in so many different ways, and there is no like one way to receive information or to recognize that it's your intuition. It can happen in multiple ways. So that's a relationship that you have to build with yourself. When you see cause and effect, I thought this and look, it happened. Start looking back when you felt something, when you felt a feeling, you felt an energy shift, and you felt I'm tripping, it's not that, and then boom, that's exactly what it was. So that's an example of how your intuition can show up. Okay, so now We are listening to Hearts by the Hand by Carlos Abril. So enjoy that as we get close to the end of our hour. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this time with me. Love on yourself real good today. Love on some other people as well. Go get you some good food. Okay, go to the farmer's market. Register for the Soul Summit. Okay, Color of My Pain. Exactly, my Soul Summit. Color of My Pain Summit, please. As well as get your ticket for the Sweet Tea Social as well. Okay. And also, always go on WYXR.org because we have so much going on. There will be 5 pairs of 3-day passes being given away soon to the Mempho Fest. Okay, you can enter right now at tickets.wyxr.org. Okay, again, that is tickets.wyxr.org. Okay.
Hearts by the hand. Oh. What goes up must come down, baby. Tells me to say, hearts are left by the
drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me.